teaching the people one day. His disciples were eager to hear what he'd say. A crowd soon drew to the temple quite near to listen to their Lord and Savior so dear. It's our Lord, it's Jesus, let's listen to him. The scribes and the Pharisees took great delight to shame a woman in everyone's sight. So they cast her before Jesus, disgraced and afraid, as accusations against her were being made. So boldly made. She's guilty! Yes, she's guilty! Law requires that this woman be stoned. Only by death can her sin be atoned. Be atoned. She's guilty. Stone her. Yes, stone her. Adulteress. She is an adulteress. We know it for a fact. Adulteress, she is an adulteress. We caught her in the act. Stoner, what say you, teacher? Jesus, what say you? Jesus answered not even one single word. He knew that their scheme was cold and quite absurd. An answer they continued to demand. But instead Jesus stooped and wrote in the sand. What's he doing? I don't know. Her gentle tone, Jesus said, "He without sin, let him cast the first stone, the first stone." Their souls like a sharp bladed knife. Each knew they were guilty of sin in their life. in our life. We're guilty. Yes, we're guilty. Sinners, we too are sinners. We steal and cheat and lie. Sinners, we too are sinners. Who should really die? Dropped their stone, leaving Jesus and the woman all alone. Jesus asked, "Woman, now where are your accusers?" But she saw them, not one was left to accuse her. To abuse her. They're all gone, Lord. There's not one left. Thank you, Lord. The woman who was considered a wretch and a whore, heard, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." We can all learn from this beautiful story. He forgives us to the King and Lord of glory. Forgiven, we can be forgiven. No matter what our sin. Forgiven, we too are forgiven. When we invite our Savior in, oh Jesus. His blood cleanses us from all sin. It was Jesus who had to die for us all, so that our sins could be forgiven.